Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The harassment against people of faith or conservative values or political parties has gone way too far. This is the 4th of July, and we celebrate the freedom on which this country was founded. Freedom from this false narrative, freedom from persecution, to have individual freedom granted by God Himself, knowing that each one of us are created in the image of God and has that dignity created by God Himself. We can disagree. That's the beauty of this country. But let's stop demonizing and trying to harm people with which we disagree. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, you know, Matt, the Democratic Congresswoman, Maxine Waters, has gone way too far. She's not the only one. We have her acknowledging, advocating, urging people to harass those associated with the Trump administration, to not grant them services anywhere, to not let them sleep, to camp outside their houses and disrupt their home life. She is advocating a higher level of this kind of rhetoric. This kind of rhetoric is dangerous because it moves from this uncivil treatment of another person because you disagree with them to ultimately violence. We know that that has or will happen in these kinds of cases. It's time to ratchet down the rhetoric. It's time to remember the values of the 4th of July that we are celebrating today, that this is the land of freedom. This is the land of liberty. And it's a place where we can have disagreements, but it's a place also that we need to be civil in our discussion.
Yeah, you know, in the wake of Sarah Huckabee Sanders being and her family being kicked out of the Red Hen restaurant there in Virginia, in a small town in Lexington, Virginia, by the owner and the homosexual activist, they all voted that they weren't going to serve her because she works for the Trump administration. The hate, the intolerance, the bigotry. And of course, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, with the classy lady that she is, very nicely got up and left. The family went over across the street to another restaurant, and the owner of the Red Hen and staff and everything went over and harassed them, yelling through the window, continued stalking and harassing them. In the wake of that, Maxine Waters has now called the mob in. She's telling people, if you find any Trump administration officials, even Trump supporters, she said, at gas stations, at restaurants or anything, get in their face, yell, scream, tell them they're not welcome anywhere, anytime. That was her. So this is dangerous. She is inciting, and so are other leftists, inciting the left to violence, at the very least to criminal harassment. But really, they're inciting them to dangerous. It's a tinderbox. They're throwing gasoline on the fire. They know exactly what they're doing. And frankly, Maxine Waters should be investigated and potentially even charged for this.
But you know, they're really blind to their own ways. I mean, it's ironic because I saw a picture of a sign that's in the Red Hen restaurant, and it talked about love is the way to eliminate your enemies. And I thought, how ironic is that? And here they are, the owner rushed down to kick Sarah Sanders out of the restaurant because she works for the president, because of her stand, and also because her own personal beliefs as well. And I thought, they're so blind to even what they're doing.
Yeah, and you know, part of this comes from the LGBT agenda as
yeah.
well, because some of these, at least at the Red Hen, a number of the staff members are homosexual.
Yeah.
They're part of the whole LGBT lifestyle. And so the owner polled them and got a majority vote for these people that they wanted to kick them out. Here, Sarah Huckabee Sanders has already ordered the family that she's having dinner with. They're already starting their meal.
She has young children. You know,
she has young children, and she's just out there for a meal.
They're on vacation.
And so yeah. the owner comes over there and calls her outside and says, you have to leave, that she has she can't stay there anymore. She's no longer welcome. Sarah Huckabee Sanders amazingly said, okay.
She's a better person.
She really is. And she ends up leaving.
Yes.
She showed a class in doing this. But what we see happening with the Red Hen and what we see happening with the Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters, who's just become unhinged on this, and, you know, one of the other movie stars that wanted to kidnap Sarah Huckabee Sanders' children and put them in a cell with a pedophile.
Oh.
I mean, these
are... Yeah, actually, that was for Barron Trump. That was Peter Fonda.
Yeah, that was Peter Fonda. That's right.
He tweeted that Barron Trump should be kidnapped and put in a cell with pedophiles.
Right. And, you know, some of this comes... this whole thing, they choose any kind of situation, they distort the truth, and then they escalate it. This whole issue, they escalated from the separation of families at the border. But, you know, the original photographs, if you go to the Daily Caller, they have photographs from 2014 where all these people were kept in cages and put with tinfoil blankets. They're all sleeping there. A lot of those photos are from the 2014 time of Barack Obama. They're not President Donald Trump. Donald Trump didn't start that. He inherited it. And when you talk to some of the people that are actually there, a lot of what is being said is not true. Even the Time magazine had this little girl looking up crying, using that as a symbol of what's happening at the border. When in fact, the person right next to her that you only see the legs of is her mom.
Who took her away from her father.
Right. And the father said he wouldn't have done that.
Right.
He wouldn't have crossed the border.
It had nothing to do
with that. He's still in Mexico.
Yeah.
And so they put it on the front cover.
Time magazine.
With a Photoshop picture of Donald Trump looking down.
So don't believe what you see.
When they found out that this was a false picture, they say, well, it's okay. We're going to use it anyway. So they create this false narrative, and then they try to get people angry. And they get them so angry over something that's absolutely false to stigmatize, demonize, and then not even serve them. Yet they want Christians to celebrate. We're not talking about serving somebody, to celebrate a same-sex marriage event.
Yeah.
You know, what we have seen in this country is a divide of unprecedented proportions in our recent lifetime. And this is the 4th of July.
Yeah.
As many faults as America has, and believe me, it has faults. You know, since 1973, we have been shedding the blood of innocent children. That has to stop. Since 2015, we have had five people on the Supreme Court that think they have more knowledge than our Creator regarding marriage. We have people that have put all their liabilities on them from just sustaining their religious beliefs because they refuse to celebrate a same-sex ceremony and they could lose everything. We have people that have gone to jail in this country because of their religious beliefs. Kim Davis is an example. We have a lot of faults. We've done a lot of things that are not right. We have things that we have to change. But on the other hand, we have the opportunity to do it. And when we're in this discussion, whatever it is, whether it's the border issue today or something, they'll find something else tomorrow. They'll create something that's not even true.
It's propaganda. That's what they do. That's how they incite this kind of violence and unrest and civil unrest. But when they've lost, when Democrats and liberals have lost the Los Angeles Times, you know they've gone too far. They had an article a couple of weeks ago, Resist Too Far, it questions. Pelosi tries to tamp down progressives' public shaming of Trump officials. And I think... You know, even Nancy Pelosi is recognizing that this could backfire tremendously.
Yeah, and it should backfire.
Well, and I think it will.
The American people, no matter what side of the political issues you're on, ought to reject this. This is America, and we have the ability and the right to be able to disagree civilly. God created each one of us, no matter where you are, no matter what you did. He created each human being in his image. And each person is entitled to dignity and respect. It doesn't mean that you agree with everything. It means we are here in America, and you can disagree, but disagree civilly. Liberty Counsel, for not only America and our founding, but also for this 4th of July, we want to remind you of our Patriots Handbook series. The first one that we created is the Patriots Handbook of American Liberty. We also have that in Spanish. We then also created one about pastors and churches and political activity. We have that one in Spanish. We have them on the Second Amendment. We have that intercessory prayer, Israel, and much more. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Order our Patriots Handbook series, lc.org. Go to the store. Remember, Liberty Counsel, in your prayers and support, may you and your family enjoy this 4th of July as we celebrate Independence Day.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.